Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I'll be chatting about waiting. Now that's a word to think about. Are you good at waiting, or do you become impatient? In the last year, we've all become quite accustomed with waiting, I guess. Whether that's about waiting for restrictions to be lifted, waiting for exam results, or just plain waiting for something different. We all experience this in different ways. And let's face it, life is full of periods of waiting too, isn't it? From a personal perspective, I'm rather accustomed to waiting. Sometimes it's more difficult than others, but yes, it's true. Waiting can be a challenge. When you're waiting for something, you experience real time, and time seems to go slowly. Waiting can also be joyful, enabling you to anticipate, be creative, and plan for things as well. Jason Farman describes waiting in this way, and I rather like it. Waiting, as represented by silences, gaps and distance, allows us the capacity to imagine that which does not yet exist, and ultimately innovate into those new worlds as our knowledge expands. Isn't that lovely? Waiting for something invariably involves time of different lengths. If you think about shopping, for example, say in a supermarket or indeed any shop, a physical shop, in these times currently, shopping invariably involves some type of queue. And that's even before you can set foot in the shop. Then there's waiting in aisles while someone moves away from the shelf or the area you want to buy something from. Now, waiting in queues is not something we're unaccustomed to, is it? I believe it's the style of waiting that's changed somewhat for most elements of shopping these days. Even online shopping involves waiting at times. In the first lockdown, I remember waiting for absolutely ages to try to do some shopping online. And I have to admit, I was amazed there was a queue to get onto a particular site. Waiting for certain items to become available is another thing, and it's so important not to take things for granted. In other parts of our daily lives, so many things have changed. And in my personal opinion, tolerance for waiting is something which, for me, has increased somewhat. In the past, before the pandemic, people seemed to me to want everything right now with instant gratification. And waiting seemed to be something which nobody really wanted to do if they could avoid it. Now, after recent global events and the changes to our lives, perhaps it's time to rethink how we each experience waiting and share those elements of knowledge with others. Waiting is inevitable at some point in our day. Waiting can be unwelcome or welcome, very much like many of our life experiences. That made me think about how to turn waiting into something positive and meaningful. Firstly, breathing is key, as is staying calm. Letting go of those feelings of annoyance at waiting. Stay in the here and now. Try to relax and cultivate your patience. Communication is also key as well. I know a lot of people who browse the internet or read an online book or chat with someone physically or virtually. Waiting actually feels longer than it really is. So try not to look at your watch or the clock too much. Distracting yourself is another great thing to do as well. If you are able to, listen to some music. This will reduce potential for anxiety and help with your patience. Occupying your time with something to do actually makes time go quicker, because without something to do, waiting can seem endless. Whatever you have to wait for, and wherever you have to wait for it, make that time special and embrace the wait. That's it for now. Until the next time, take care and be well.